It's the pre-game here on 720 WGN. Steve Cochran, Andrea Darlis join us from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas right now, where they are with Jim and Renette, who are ready for a vowel renewal.
Troy Murray just walked in.
Troy
Man,
Murray.
Is he handsome.
Oh, yes.
Woo-hoo.
He's always, yeah.
He's better looking every time I see him. It couldn't annoy me more.
You know, he has more hair than you do, Steve.
I don't know. We could go on a follicle count. I saw him at
the
meeting.
Close. Close, Justin.
It's close. All right. So you guys are out in the. Where are you at? Are you in the play-by-play booth?
We're in the WGN
broadcast
Troy's
booth.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow. So
yeah.
Troy was not necessarily coming by to say hi. He was coming by to say get
no, he's
out.
He's coming to work. Yeah.
He's coming to kick us out.
He's like, did not know this was happening. All right.
No, they're well aware, and they couldn't be more thrilled. All right. So Justin, we need to make Justin what?
Yes.
Ring bearer?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I can do ring bearer.
Yeah,
can I do the speech afterwards? Like, can I do a best man speech?
Like the toast? For
good
the
at toast.
Best man toast.
I'm not good at speeches.
You've known these guys for 8 minutes. So feel like you can do it. And are you flower girl or are you maid of honor?
I'll be what do you want me to be? Maid of honor? Stephanie could be flower girl because she was going to look for flowers.
All right, so you're maid of honor.
I'll be the usher that parks cars.
Yeah.
Right, it never gets to come in and eat.
Exactly.
So normally we don't do this in an interactive way, but we're going to do a little interactive thing here as we go through it because I want to ask you about when you were married the first time. So do you remember what it was like? Were you nervous in the back of the church?
Not really. I mean,
how old were you? 24?
22.
22.
Here, let me better write this down.
Renette, no problem. You said yes to the dress right away?
Oh, yeah.
Where were you guys married?
At St. Nick's.
Okay.
In Chicago, 62nd and Lawndale.
And the big wedding?
Pretty big, yeah.
About 200.
That's big.
Family was there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so who do you want to say hi to that's listening right now?
Mom, I hope you remember to turn the radio on.
Right, and?
All of our families are listening.
Yes.
Well, that's very nice. What did you have for music? Do you remember what kind of music you had at the wedding?
No.
Oh, no?
Not at all.
Standard? Did you have Dad walk you down the aisle?
Oh, yeah. Okay. My dad walked me down the aisle. I cried the whole way. During the whole ceremony, there was
I bet that made you feel good. Yeah. Look at her crying. She can't figure out how to run in these heels.
Right? Did you cry, too?
No.
Okay.
No.
As far as the vows go, did you write your own vows back then?
No.
Just went standard stuff.
Yeah.
All right. We went through some of your bio. We talked about you guys a little bit, so let's jump to that. I'm just going to make it easy. I'll ask you to repeat after me. And usually it goes ladies first, then men, or mun. So we'll go that route. So do you, Renette, promise to continue to love, cherish, to pick up his dirty laundry, to try not to talk when he's talking because he's the guy that won't shut up, to make sure the family is healthy and happy, and to make sure the guy you've loved for all these years will continue. Look at, he's kissing her already.
Oh, need to make him a
will continue to be the love of your life. All you have to say, if you agree, is I do.
I do.
All right.
All right, that's half the battle.
And
he's
Jim,
crying already.
Do you promise to continue to understand how over your skis you've been since the minute you met this beautiful lady, to be thankful every day for all the joy she brings to your life and for the three beautiful kids you have together? Look her in the eyes and say, I do.
I do.
Now, normally we'd have an exchange of wedding rings and gifts.
Yes, we're doing it virtually. But, Justin, you're handing the fake ring.
It's in one of these pockets.
The fake rings.
Yeah, I can't. I brought my ring with me, but it won't fit after three kids. That kid.
I totally understand.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
He still has the baby weight.
And Sandberg is, you're going to be excited about this. Sandberg has guaranteed me that as far as wedding gifts go, you get to have anything you want from the Steve Cochran Show prize list.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So that's nice. And you know what we will do? We'll have you at a Hawks game when we get back as well.
Absolutely. That would be great.
We're going next Wednesday.
No, well, that's not the one you're
going to get tickets
for.
How about next Wednesday?
Oh, no, we already have games. We already have games.
I know.
We want another game.
Yeah, you got it.
So because I'm not Catholic, I can't actually do a Catholic blessing, but I can give you my own non-denominational blessing because I'm in church every Sunday.
Well, I'm Catholic. She's Lutheran.
Oh, good. Well, you're one of us.
Yeah.
We're on the outside looking in.
We're
only partially welcome.
Right.
Yes.
Only half.
I understand. Well, what brought you together and has kept you together will serve you well for the rest of the days of your life. And I know how fast it's probably gone, and it gets faster. I know that because I'm right on your tail every single day. But you guys are lovely people, and I couldn't be more thrilled that you wanted to do this. So by the power vested in me by the Internet, by the fine people of the Las Vegas Golden Knights who let us be here, and, of course, by the Chicago Blackhawks. Andrea, do you agree?
I absolutely
we could be more
agree.
Thrilled we to are... re-pronounce you man yes. and wife. Kiss the bride. Kiss the bride.
All right.
That was so sweet, Steve.
That was wonderful.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Every single word. Now, they're going to do a dollar dance now to make a little money that they can spend at the casinos.
I love it. Yeah.
Justin, are you a fan of the dollar dance tradition?
I am. Who isn't? Who isn't, right?
Right. And if not the dollar dance, you know, the three songs that always make white people come out on the dance floor.
Old-time rock and roll.
Brown-eyed girl.
Brown Eyed Girl is one as well.
And the one, you know, you make me want to shout.
Shout in celebration.
Yeah.
But you guys are great. You can come around anytime.
Thank
so,
you.
So, again, Sam Rickson, I'll forget. We'll get him hockey tickets and a pizza.
So, Palermo's or Lou Malnati's?
We're going to have to go Lou Malnati's. But I'm like you. I love Palermo's as well. And the other thing we'll do is we'll make sure you get a copy of this that you can play with your, you know, play for your friends.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Congratulations.
You're a lucky guy, my friend.
I am a very lucky guy.
After spending the afternoon with these two, we had an absolute blast. They are a perfect couple.
They really are great.
Great chopper, mediocre craps player, and you guys have a long, wonderful, continued happy life.
It's no wonder you're so happy together. Yeah. All right.
Who said we're happy?
How many... we're already at the reception.
Uh-oh.
We're already at the reception, and somebody's had a cocktail. By the way, how many years have you been married?
35.
35 so far.
35 yesterday. Do you know, I remember when we were getting married, we told my mom the day, my parents the day, and my mom was like, oh, no, it's going to be so cold, so cold. It was 50 and sunny.
Oh, is that right?
Like it was today.
Yes. Well, how about that?
Yes.
God said, I'm going to give you a little warmth as well.
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't be
perfect
more happy.
Very
congratulations
true.
Again.
Thank
Justin,
yeah,
this is your
was
first
awesome.
Vowel renewal?
This was. That when you say vowel renewal, it sounds like a medical procedure. but I didn't know.
Well, for some people, it would be.
Yeah, right.
We'll see how long the flight home takes.
But that was wonderful. That was my first one to be in a live, especially in a radio, and being back in Chicago on the radio. It was very sweet. Good job, Steve Cochran.
You were a great ring bearer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The virtual ring bearer.
Yeah.
Well, and I certainly hope a lot of your friends were listening, so we'll find out
soon
enough.
Yeah, congratulations.
All right, I know you got a break, Justin, and then we'll drag Troy Murray into the fray here. And
there you go.
Amazingly enough, and I think they're going to make it. Our contest winner should be here any second, and they are both Chicago cops.
Yes.
One retired and one current, and it's got to be a strange day for them, but they wanted to talk about how much fun they've been having as well.
Right.
So we'll get that into before pregame. Here's Justin on his own show.
That's something that we'll be listening to coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour. It's the pre-pregame with Steve Cochran, Andrea Darlis, myself, Justin Kaufman. We are getting ready for the Chris Bowden pregame at 8:30 and the Hawks actual puck drop at 9 o'clock. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get Rob Martier's news. We'll come back, and we'll continue the show here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.